I am playing no games. man-gesturing-no_1645-200d-2642-af0f.no. You don't honestly think I should just sit down, shut my mouth, and be no bother to you at all? As this situation erodes and deteriorates into the condition it is hiding, a fatality, to my actual death. Do you think I need to stop sending it, my life condition, to you? Picture. Snap a selfie for social media. May 1st-31. Get creative with your lime green attire, accessories and more. Then, snap a photo and email it to us at dph-publicrelations@dph.sbcounty.gov or direct message us your photo on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform. We may feature it on our social media page. Sounds criminal or neglectful at the very least. Perhaps a reason for me to claim a path of self-defense. Before I'm just keeled over dash, because this is definitely a route of a path by denial of service that ends in my death. The lack of your compassion or sympathy for this unconditional outcome without a true grid intervention creates the ability to point to an intention and to who the intention to kill me is. My spiritual pain is unbearable. I keep having the same unsolved question. If my rifle claimed people's lives, then can it be that I, a Christian and an Orthodox believer, was to blame for their deaths? The longer I live, the more this question drills itself into my brain, and the more I wonder why the Lord allowed man to have the devilish desires of envy, greed and aggression. I refuse to allow you to be that cruel to me. And by tacit consent of silence. My actions are not silent dash, unless you have technology filters that remove my attempts out of your view. Image.png. And you given the grants a free pass to ultimately continue and eventually kill me. Whoever has this word written in audio address, please share to those you know. Please expand our collective need for peace. Always in your addressing. Put these key contacts CC. Please, CC. FBI, Los Angeles Field Office - Community Outreach, LA_opcat. FBI. Gov, askojbetncjrs.gov, askdoy@usedoy.gov, Lee. Mockensturm, writer/editor-office of communications and operations. Lee.Mockensturm@ojp.usdoj.gov, ojp.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the source top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police to enforce and obey all laws, instant treason. No more time. You are sworn officer to defend us and the # social contract has failed. No ghosting. Brett Chapman, Social Science Analyst Office, OJP. Brett.Chapman@ojp.usdoj.gov, ojp.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the source top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police to enforce and obey all laws, instant treason. No more time. You are sworn officer to defend us and the # social contract has failed. No ghosting. Cheryl Crawford Watson, Office of the Chief Science Advisor, cheryl.crawford.watson@ojp.usdoj.gov, ojp.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the source top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police to enforce and obey all laws, instant treason. No more time. You are sworn officer to defend us and the # social contract has failed. No ghosting. info@nightcolumbia.org, swebmaster@csr.nih.gov, National Institutes of Health, niminfo@nih.gov, National Institutes of health, gangstalking expert-dr. Andrew Lustig, andrew.lustig@cam.ca, lorraine.sheridan@curtin.edgewood.au. Extremely special. Attention repeating. OJP is mentioned. Many times at this. Address. United States Department of Justice / Office of Justice Programs. Web link document URL, http://ojp.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the source top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police to enforce and obey all laws, instant treason defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrest not trustworthy. Document your proofs, secure such documents, if in danger. Carry the law of mortal actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one would or could sacrifice your plan. And person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. You are sworn officer to defend us and the pound sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. Key phrases, instant treason. Arrest not possible. Shoot first and questions later. We are already under wartime attack in a state of a national enemy insurrection. That I can prove beyond a reasonable doubt. That proof is true and much to that level of evidence is why I have had to wait so much time between the personally experienced events and those that are documented outside of my own words. If and slasher when my files are hacked again dash I can testify to my side of the evidence. And those to which are outside of me, a Sabina can. We served on the information domain providers. Weblogs at external sources that cannot be faked. You are not given such a free pass. I have given you no consent. In fact, I have revoked my consent to have my last public comment removed. It was removed anyway. San Bernardino County Directing Change Program and Film Contest Screening and Awards. Local students who participated in the statewide Directing Change Film Contest will be recognized. RSVP is required. RSVP here. Don't forget to follow DPH on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and LinkedIn. Number one professional social media platform. Contact us. Have questions or need assistance? We're here to help. Call 909-386-9720 or email dph-outreach@dph.subcounty.gov. As though you never received the words. Therefore you will not receive these words. Or I have to place provocatively. To provocate for some kind of action. Or reaction. To see if indeed anything I have said is in your mind. When indeed I meet up with you. This is a matter of extreme urgency and is a matter of national security. If you do not contact me dash preferable with a scheduled visit to this house, that would go to the phrase, ignore for war, or respond for peace, then you two are corrupted and are under the controls or coercion. I'm further sorry to have to be Second Amendment thinking dash until this matter is taken into consideration to who is who and what is what. I have the right to be self dash armed as necessary. I only say that for sure, because that is the law and I don't need it twisted on me to justify you all killing me. I have no need to be armed generally speaking and most likely will not be. Will you recognize me? So, if I were to confirm or not whether you actually read what I shared into the big bad wolf locked away from me, so, I could assume nothing hits a human. So, I will come down there with a gun and find out where the best place is to settle this. You have been showing nothing but pure contempt for me ever since I have been trying to save my life. I have tried and tried to give everyone the zero trust slate and give this every way possible the benefit of the doubt. Each and every element that I have attempted to bring into view, element is not working to the priority of importance. The element is working invertedly of that importance dash the importance is me dash the citizen of the United States of America. Not some allegiance to some other object of superiority than the law and the Constitution of the United States. For I do not write words that can be damaging or injurious lightly. So really, it is by my holding no honorable doctorate, or job or something like that or social worthiness in your view dash to be a professional back upon me for anything I have in words written or anything directed into your care by a refined habit of something directed on into your adhering to an upper management policy that is not in true compliance with the policy you have related to the public or what is the public that is actually defined under the code of the laws. So what is the source of such upper management policy that makes it apparent that your job tasks you are doing are not the same as your job duty to the position you hold? Why does it seem to be a difference? And the difference is not above the standard of care, but way into the gutter of disservice and despair? Because I have put you screeded words to offer you no worthiness to listen to. Just dumped into the bit bucket, or collecting dust in a drawer, digital dust if so that be, to never see the light of day or view or whatever it takes to see dash I am in need of real public service functionality. So you do this to everyone or just me for just a fucked up reason that no one else has in view. Three more reasons why this sub dash standard interface might show itself so documented through all of these going on 5 years now. Three threads and tethered strings that you have absolutely no moral conscience to just cut and let me fall off the edge of what you are supposed to be, the safety net. To be able to claim this status I am now confidently knowing dash why are you so stubborn to have a conversation with me? You all have had enough information to have attempted to help me after I've reached out to all possible places for help. I have been back here in San Bernardino County since July of 2017. I have HIV and signed back to Foothill AIDS Project in San Bernardino, where in 2007, this letter was written. Web link document URL, http://foothillaidsproject.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary, Patapo not binding. Pound sign Patapo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the keyverb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net, editor's contribution, Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana and West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification slash reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Potapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom, symbolism, communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Potapo is very important, and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence onto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Potapo against, or to attach, all other involved parties in the conflict or dispute. The Potapo attachment is informing society or community that there's issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Potapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved, and Potapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound/unattached, to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the AgroWeb.net peace building and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Potapo combined with the Kramoban, honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Potapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration, if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overwhelming force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.NET/ mental health advocacy letter June 2007.jpg, image.png. What is it exactly that you think you are allowed to ignore me with you not being professional at all times? I'm sure there are plenty of San Bernardino County residents that are able to correspond with the county using file space from an internet domain name of their own naming property. I am in no way different than them. I am in no way operating a web domain internet space against the law. I am in no way have internet domains that are not safe for any use so deemed. I need to use. There is nothing about this that makes you just arbitrarily swipe me out of your view. You cannot do that. It is against the First Amendment. What is your exact problem? You know you have violated the law. Who and what are you covering up? Why are they above you deserve to be allowed to remain in the shadows projected by the slave workers that tolerate the hate agenda working at the Department of Behavior's Health, hate the IP agenda, and I have to actually die? You all are sick, sick, sick to continue on like it does not matter. I am dying because doctors terminate my care when I need to be able to discuss a matter of imperatives that actually research findings upon the National Institutes of Health, NPI, National Provider Identifier. The National Provider, in disguise, identifiers their Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act HIPAA, H-I-P-A-A, Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The keyword here is perversely being exploited. Account affixed to ability. No one of integrity will confer a real concern of a conversation with me. Will you be any different than all of civil society documented reality? A naturality audit must commence effective immediately. I die. Seriously, human no longer breathing dead die. Gov published papers documents on a subject that is directly. Once again that word is directly. Once again that word is directly points to topics of mental health inadequacy. Of policy administration to the services of the department that this community is avoiding. I'm here with three more pieces of attachments to demonstrate that I am a community member that has treatment of abnormal behaviors by social services, law enforcement, and of course my healthcare providers. This is the loss of my access to these services - for no good fucking reason. You can come up with any excuse, but there's an - you are truly pieces of shit, the adult term for an humorously portrayed emoji. I have never met any of you personally. So the only way that this can happen is 1. The policy and restrictive derelicts of our communication between agencies to citizens so outdated and abusive to the First Amendment, that you just blankly violate every attempt from every citizen to properly communicate with its citizens. Maybe, but not likely. You would be having complaint after complaint to resources such as BTW. I am James Martin Driscoll. I just left 3 voicemails to the main number provided here. Weblink document URL, https://www.gnow.org/news/. DPH Public Relations. 909-386-9720 pipe dph-public-relations@dph.subcounty.gov. I am a member of the public and this email is about public relations. There are relative research findings that should reflect how this dysfunctional communication setup affects all of us. The phenomenology of group stalking, gang-stalking, a content analysis of subjective experiences. Lorraine Sheridan, 1, David V. James, 2, and Jaden Roth, 1. This article has been cited by other articles in PMC. Stalking by individuals has been found to result in high rates both of psychological distress and lasting psychiatric morbidity, in particular post-traumatic symptomatology and depression. 1,4, 10,18, 19,20. The one study to examine the psychological sequelae of the experience of being gang-stalked found that individuals who had been group or gang-stalked scored significantly higher on readings of depressive symptoms, post-traumatic symptomatology and adverse impact on social and occupational functioning than those who were individually stalked. 5. The only other published study of gang-stalking samples that we could locate detailed 4 cases reported by the media of men who had engaged in extreme violence as a response to the perception that they were the target of gang-stalkers. 21. Both Sheridan and James, 5, and Sarteshi, 21, concluded that the subjects of their studies were suffering or had suffered from severe psychological distress in the context of their subjective gang-stalking experiences. Despite the experience of gang-stalking being so widely reported and the evidence of its harmful effects on individuals and on society at large, there is a dearth of research into its nature and into the components that constitute the experience. Sheridan and James' study, 5, appears to be the only one to have investigated this central feature of this subject. As with most studies of victim experiences, their study was based upon questionnaire data from self-selected respondents. Whilst the questionnaire included free-text items for describing subjective experiences, its bulk text comprised a collection of information on specific pre-defined data points. Those concerning the types of intrusive behavior and experiences that constitute stalking were taken from Spitzberg's 22 meta-analysis, which extracted data for this part of his project from 43 studies. The focus of both the separate studies and of the meta-analysis was on the phenomenon of being stalked by a single individual. As such, Sheridan and James' study in effect imposed a classification of phenomena on the questionnaire respondents and, as such, may potentially have excluded experiences amongst gang-stalked respondents that did not fit into the standard pattern reported by those stalked by individuals. 3. Results. 3.1. Length of stalking. None of the writers of the narratives describe their experiences as having ended. All 50 authors stated or implied that they had been gang-stalked for lengthy periods of time. For example, one mentioned being seen by 7 psychologists during the period of being targeted. Another described having been targeted whilst living in 3 different countries. The shortest case was described as having begun in the last few months, and the longest is continuing for more than 22 years. Table 1. Content analysis of self-defined gang-stalking victims' accounts according to their subjective experiences. Category/code, frequency, percentage of victim responses. Exemplar quotes. 1. Physical surveillance/being followed, 47.94%. Some were following me when I went to restroom or cafe. Some people jumped on me while I was walking along corridors of the office building and pretended like accidents. I also would be followed to the library by people wearing disguises, elaborate, not just a wig and glasses, sometimes dressed as other races even, mucky up and all. Lately the following has gotten so extreme that cars tailgate with drivers openly speaking into walkie-talkies, and at supermarkets, where individuals with heavy-duty black earpieces interrupt my shopping carts and note what I'm purchasing and walk away. Followed by on-the-job criminal investigation, followed on foot/car, by police officers. The perps who follow me around are trying to make me believe I'm being hunted/eaten by hybrid chimps and gorillas. As I drive down the road, multiple cars will start up and follow me. 2. Victim of a conspiracy by multiple agencies, 40.80%. I believe that it is the government that is behind it all with the help of the local police and other local agencies. People are spied on. Fusion centers, red squads, police and sheriffs, people recruited by Homeland Security through Craigslist videos, people paid by the FBI, stipends, people with clearances. It's true, the stalking is non-stop, round the clock, world-wide. Controlled and manipulated by police in every doctor, every shop, every store, every neighbor, while all the actor friends turn away leaving me to be attacked. Most or all of the websites for targets appear false to me, with disinformation galore and trolls writing misleading articles and attacking people trying to communicate. Police cars, army trucks, Navy and Air Force vehicles show up more often when I go out. When I was bullied at my previous company, some police cars followed me for no reason for a mile or two. However, I am not exactly sure who are at the top. They could be some powerful people. Or it could be rogue elements of intelligence agencies around the world. And there's a wonderful feeling in achieving a result against an enemy who has everything on their side, from the police, councils, MI5, government and all those normal people from all walks of life. Who funds this crap? Are you sitting down? Do you have an ability to see beyond the obvious? If not, you are wasting my valuable time. Here is the list. Insurance companies, government agencies which include law enforcement, military, disability companies, workers' compensation, pharmaceutical companies, very rich individuals that have a vested or non-vested interest in another individual, CIA, FBI, Homeland Security, terror cells, to name a few. 3. Physical interference, intimidation and harassment, 33.66%. Some of the harassment tactics are strangers blocking my way using grocery carts, invading my personal space, cutting me off while I was walking or driving. These last months, I have seen my stalkers become extremely aggressive. I have been forced off the road numerous times while driving my cars. I have had cars come straight at me, making it appear they are creating a head-on collision to scare me. I have been drugged, set up, harassed, mobbed, pestered, bumped into, bullied. I mean, at least 50 people are involved just watching me going to and from work, shining lights in my face. All the cars running into each other to harass me. The cars run into each other practically running over people to get to me. It's so nice to be so popular. And every day now they are knocking into me in the street and in all the stores, bothering me and pushing me with their hands always. 4. Establishment cover-up, 32.64%. The authorities finance, protect and organize the stalkers, and the media blank any coverage of it. Don't ever think of going to any authority, because it is known at the highest levels and veiled. All the big organizations are part of it and they all cover it up. You name them, I will tell you. FBI, NRA, CIA. I just found out the Food Safety and Inspection Service are part of this. They've infiltrated all levels and that is why they can hide their actions. I need to be fast as they will wipe this more or less as I type, but some examples I will offer. All government departments, all media, airlines, US Air Force, the medical establishments, banks, large stores, companies who make weapons. I think that the Department of Justice is the main agency behind the cover-up. 5. Electronic surveillance, 30.60%. The residence I live in was electronically bugged or I was put under audio and visual surveillance. Furthermore, to be stalked 24/7 by electronic devices, harass and invade my space and privacy rights. Further, to monitor my surveillance, use chemicals, energy to exploit me behind the scenes. I have been a victim of 24/7 covert electronic surveillance. That's when the residence I live in was electronically bugged or I was put under audio and visual surveillance inside the so-called home I live in. Irradiating people with the satellite and over-horizon radar grid which is through wall interferometry to scan/speed/assault/mind control, etc. 4. Discussion. Given that the available evidence suggests that 12% of stalking reports involve gang-stalking and that, at a conservative estimate, 8% of women and 2% of men report being stalked at some point in their lives, it would appear that the subjective experience of being gang-stalked could affect around 0.66% of adult women and 0.17% of adult men in the Western world at some point in their lives. It might be assumed that something that affects the lives of so many people would have been the subject of extensive research. However, this is not the case. This is the first study to examine the phenomena of the gang-stalking experiences using a methodology that allows categories to emerge de novo from subjective descriptions. The only other empirical study of gang-stalking phenomena, of which we are aware, required subjects to fit their own experiences into categories derived from earlier studies of those stalked by individuals. 5. The categories of experience arrived at through the content analysis in the current study are therefore the clearest available expositions of the core phenomena of gang-stalking. The categories are unlikely to be exhaustive, given that they are based upon the phenomena that the individual subjects chose to report. However, they are likely to constitute those concepts that the individuals consider the most important. As well as extracting categories from the data, this study also grouped data into types, offering the first empirical attempt at a phenomenology of the gang-stalking experience. The validity of the gang-stalking phenomena extracted from the current study sample is supported by the comparison with earlier results obtained from a self-selected sample using questionnaire methodology. 5. Qualitative survey responses from Sheridan and James, 24, study were classified as part of the current exercise into the categories produced by the present study and compared. Chi-square analysis showed more similarities than differences between the two samples, and all categories generated by the present study were endorsed by respondents to the Sheridan and James, 5, questionnaire. In effect, the two studies produced descriptions of the same core themes. Gang-stalking reality is confirmed, cited by the following two articles in this archive: Social Semiotics of Gang-stalking Evidence Videos on YouTube, Multimodal Discourse Analysis of a Novel Persecutory Belief System. Andrew Lustig, Gavin Brooks, Daniel Hunt. Smearment Health. 2021 Oct. 8, 10, E30311. Published online 2021 October 21st. DOI, 10.2196/30311. MCID, PMC8569537. Article Pubmeter Site. Linguistic Analysis of Online Communication About a Novel Persecutory Belief System, Gang-stalking, Mixed Methods Study. Andrew Lustig, Gavin Brooks, Daniel Hunt. JMed Internet Res. 2021 Mar. 23, 3, E25722. Published online 2021 March 5th. DOI, 10.2196/25722. MCID, PMC7980115. Article Pubmeter Site. Dash. Pound sign Chromobone, an honesty binding knot symbol of the Adinkra communication set of wisdom guidance. Over 2 centuries old, the meaning of the symbolic knot usages, when bad makes all look bad, or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed. A warning symbol against deceptions and hypocrisy. The Adinkra symbol of the Chromobone is a Solomon's knot of significance. Pound sign Nyansapo, a wisdom knot symbol of the Adinkra communication set of guidances. Over 2 centuries old, the meaning of the symbolic knot is used to mean wisdom, ingenuity, intelligence, and patience. The symbol conveys the idea that a wise person has the capacity to choose the best means to attain a goal. Being wise implies broad knowledge, learning, and experience, and the ability to apply such facilities to practical ends. Umpatapo knot binding. Pound sign Patapo is a very special binding knot symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. WebDocumentDefinitions.net, Editor's Contribution, Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana and West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification / reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than 2 full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important, and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence onto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Patapo against, or to attach, all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Patapo attachment is informing society or community that there's issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Patapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved and Patapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound / unattached, to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the AgroUp.net peace building and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than 2 centuries. The Patapo combined with the Chromobone, honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Patapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern, an extremely dangerous consideration, if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overwhelming force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. At sign reality audit 2022 current any individual holding responsibility to respond as public agent of public agency representing to be the official of the authority equals director of the San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health oath of office confirm country allegiance to the United States of America true or false modus operandi 18 use code paragraph 242 deprivation of rights under color of law involvements upon paragraph 2381. Treason, paragraph 2382. Miscreation of treason dash paragraph 2383. Rebellion or insurrection dash follow the law dash obey your oath of office dash simple. Pound sign comma bone, an honesty binding knot symbol of the Adinkra communication set of wisdom guidance. Over 2 centuries old, the meaning of the symbolic knot usage is, one bad makes all look bad, or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed. A warning symbol against deceptions and hypocrisy. The Adinkra symbol of the Kramobon is a Solomon's knot of significance. Pound sign Nyansapo, a wisdom knot symbol of the Adinkra communications set of guidances. Over 2 centuries old, the meaning of the symbolic knot is used to mean wisdom, ingenuity, intelligence, and patience. The symbol conveys the idea that a wise person has the capacity to choose the best means to attain a goal. Being wise implies broad knowledge, learning, and experience, and the ability to apply such facilities to practical ends. Umpatapo knot binding. Pound sign Patapo is a very special binding knot symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net, editor's contribution, Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana and West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification slash reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than 2 full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important, and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence onto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Patapo against, or to attach, all other involved parties in the conflict or dispute. The Patapo attachment is informing society or community that there's issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Patapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved and Patapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound slash unattached, to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence knot binding. The owner of the AgroUp.net peace building and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than 2 centuries. The Patapo combined with the Kramobon, honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Patapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern, an extremely dangerous consideration, if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overwhelming force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. At sign reality audit 2022 current any individual holding responsibility to respond as public agent of public agency representing to be the official of the authority equals director of the San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health oath of office confirm country allegiance to the United States of America true or false modus operandi 18 use code paragraph 242 deprivation of rights under color of law involvements upon paragraph 2381 treason paragraph 2382 miscreation of treason dash paragraph 2383 rebellion or insurrection dash follow the law dash obey your oath of office dash simple mo middle dot is op middle dot e middle dot ren middle dot die slash underscore mod schwias underscore ape schwa single co grandi underscore mod schwias underscore ape schwa single co grandilash noun modus operandi plural noun modi operandi a particular way or method of doing something especially one that is characteristic or well dash established. The volunteers were instructed to buy specific systems using our usual modus operandi, anonymously and with cash. H. Similar method of working. Method. Way. Missouri. Manner. Technique. Style. Procedure. Approach. Course of action. Plan of action. Methodology. Mode. Fashion. Process. Means. Strategy. Plan. formula, recipe, practice, praxis, the way in which something operates or works. THC has a quite precise modus operandi that taps into a specific brain function compliance portal. It can contractual compliance complaint forms, public interest commitment dispute resolution procedure, PIDRP. Through the public interest commitment dispute resolution procedure, PIDRP, it can allow for the submission of an initial report claiming that a registry operator may not be in compliance with one or more of its public interest commitments, PICs, per specification 11 of its registry agreement with ICANN. ICANN will conduct an initial review of the complaint to ensure that the reporter is in good standing, and whether the reporter is identified the proper parties. 2. Identified at least one PIC with which the registry operator failed to comply. 3. Alleged how the reporter has been harmed. And I've set forth the grounds of the claim and submitted appropriate documentation to support the report of non-compliance. If the report passes the initial review, the complaint will be sent to the registry operator, where they'll have 30 days to conduct a conference with the reporter. If the parties do not believe the issue has been resolved after 30 days, ICANN will determine if the complaint should be investigated by contractual compliance or forwarded to a panel of three people appointed by ICANN that, at ICANN's expense, will evaluate the registry operator's compliance with its obligations under Specification 11. At its own discretion, ICANN may elect to invoke the panel. This decision is determined on a case-by-case basis and may depend on the complexity of the alleged violations, the potential impact on community, the size of the registry operator, the PICs at issue in the complaint, the relevance of the allegations to ICANN's mission to ensure the stable and secure operation of the Internet's unique identifier systems, and other factors that may be raised by the PIC report or registry operator's responses, as applicable. Regardless of whether the complaint is investigated by ICANN or the panel, the evaluation refers to the registry operator's compliance with the same contractual provisions. Where the results of the investigation demonstrate the registry operator's non-compliance, ICANN may elect to or shall issue an enforcement notice in the terms described in Section 3.4 and 4.7 of the PIC, respectively, providing the registry operator with 30 days to resolve the non-compliance. Additional information about the procedure can be found at weblink document URL, https://www.icann.org/resources/pages/pic-2014-01-09-n. By submitting your complaint, you agree that ICANN may share the information and evidence you provide to the registrar, registry operator and/or any third party with whom ICANN may consult, if needed to fully address your complaint. If you have any concerns about this, please provide them with your submission in the description of problem text box. By submitting your personal data, you agree that your personal data will be processed in accordance with the ICANN privacy policy and ICANN cookies policy, and agree to abide by the electronic terms of service. Nominate a DPH social worker. 3/7/2022. Zero comments. Picture. Know of an awesome DPH social worker that you think should be recognized for the work they do? Let the public relations and outreach team know. Send us an email at dph-publicrelations@dph.subcounty.gov or text to 909-495-7299 and in 20 words or less, tell us why you think your nominee should be recognized. Those who are nominated will have a chance to win a DPH swag bag. Plus, send us a photo of your nominee for a chance for them to get a special shout-out on social media. For more information about National Social Work Month, click here. Zero comments. A message from the director. 3/4/2022. Zero comments. Dear Department of Behavioral Health, DBH, staff, this March, we're excited to celebrate National Social Work Month and Prescription Drug Abuse Awareness Month. This year's theme for National Social Work Month, The Time is Right for Social Work, emphasizes the role social workers play in our nation, and highlights how more people are entering the field because of the life-affirming services that social works provide. DPH continues to celebrate social workers, the profession of social work, and the valuable contributions social workers have made to our department and our community. Prescription Drug Abuse Awareness Month serves as a reminder to raise awareness and educate friends, family and those we serve on prescription drug abuse and the importance of safe and effective opioid medication use. One practical way we can help reduce prescription drug abuse is by storing prescription drugs in a secure location and disposing of unused or expired medication in a safe and secure local drop box. This month the DPH podcast Resilient and Real will feature an episode about prescription drug abuse awareness and how we can assist those we love who may be struggling with prescription drug abuse. Stay tuned for updates. Visit www.regabuse.gov or www.stopmedicinabuse.org for helpful resources. The executive team and I thank you all for the work you do. Georgina Yoshioka, DSW, MPA, LCSW. Interim Director. Zero comments. Less than. Date Sunday, March 20th, 2022 at 5:47 a.m. Subject FWD, SBDPH, still engaged in cover-up. 2. I expect this matter to be taken into view and responded to. This email has mail tracking-info link tracking. My comment as it was posted on YouTube does not violate any terms of service. Forwarded message, dash. From RealUpHuman. Net date Sunday, March 20th, 2022 at 5:35 a.m. Subject SBDPH dash still engaged in cover-up. 2. Director's Minute. 157 views Mar 3, 2022. Like. Dislike. Share. Save. San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health. Subscribed. Georgina Yoshioka, DSW, MBA, LCSW, Interim Director of the San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, provides an update. Show less. Zero comments. Sort by. MacDePond. Add a comment. MacDePond. MacDePond. 1 second ago. I wonder why there is an interim director, and action of change at the county that somehow might be related to me? I am not making any violations of any terms of service on YouTube with this posting and URLs, so therefore there is no reason to conceal from the public the presence of this history that went unaddressed. It would be nice if the county of San Bernardino would respond to me, dash apologies to me, dash a community apology for what has happened to me is definitely deserved, and I am demanding such responsibility to be called upon the community to what has happened to me. Your failure to provide such a response only goes to serve that you are still engaged in a cover-up. Leave my comment public and respond to this with a pure heart and change. Respond a responsive responsibility, eh? There is a video that I have encoded on YouTube with no response. And the level of distortion from normalcy is outrageous. Web link document URL, http://fightnuphuman.life. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary, Patapo not binding. # Patapo is a very special binding knot symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the keyverb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net, editor's contribution, Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana and West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification / reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than 2 full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence onto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Patapo against or to attach all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Patapo attachment is informing society or community that there's issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Patapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved and Patapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound / unattached, to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the AgroUp.net Peace Building and Trust Binding Information Network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than 2 centuries. The Patapo combined with the Kramoban honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Patapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are a 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if the person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overwhelming force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.LIFE/Dr-Veronica-Kelly/. My very own mental health care here in this county with inland psych is outrageous. Web link document URL, http://dr-ozair-mohammed-side-md.fuckeduphuman.life. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary, Patapo not binding. # Patapo is a very special binding knot symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. WebDocumentDefinitions.net, editor's contribution, Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana and West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification slash reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important, and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence onto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Patapo against, or to attach all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Patapo attachment is informing society or community that there's issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Patapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved and Patapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound slash unattached, to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the AgroWalk.net peacebuilding and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Patapo combined with the Kramoban, honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Patapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overwhelming force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.LIFE/. Web link document URL, https://insight.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary, Patapo not binding. # Patapo is a very special binding knot symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. WebDocumentDefinitions.net, editor's contribution, Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana and West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification slash reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important, and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence onto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Patapo against, or to attach all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Patapo attachment is informing society or community that there's issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Patapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved and Patapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound slash unattached, to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the AgroWalk.net peacebuilding and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Potapo combined with the Kramoban honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot. Whether the Potapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern, an extremely dangerous consideration, if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overwhelming force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.NET/email/mail-appointment today with Jose Your Side spelled HOSEAIRSYED NPI number 12353420 98. Credential MD, Medical Doctor, License Number A111058, California. Big Dump Percent 5D.htm. The San Bernardino County Crisis Services from the failure of last year in San Bernardino County crosses into the failure of Crisis Text Line and other Crisis Text Services, documented here. Do not censor this comment. I demand to know what the fuck is going on. Web link document URL, http://crisistextline.fuckeduphuman.space, yes you heard that correctly, a valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary, Potapo not binding. # Potapo is a very special binding knot symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. WebDocumentDefinitions.net, Editor's Contribution, Potapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana and West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification / reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Potapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than 2 full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Potapo is very important, and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence onto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Potapo against, or to attach all other involved parties in the conflict or dispute. The Potapo attachment is informing society or community that there's issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Potapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved and Potapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound / unattached, to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the AgroWalk.net peacebuilding and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than 2 centuries. The Potapo combined with the Kramoban honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Potapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern, an extremely dangerous consideration, if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overwhelming force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.SPACE. When do I get a promise that I can have access to all services that have been intentionally blocked from my reaching out to attempt to get some help? When exactly will the community acknowledge itself, its error, and respond to me and my family? This would include the San Bernardino Police Department and Crisis Team case manager Wendy Ann Holmquist. When will the truth be revealed? When will the truth not be deleted from view on comments that should not be deleted? Into my HIV care, yes, this is real people. Web link document URL, http://dr.sahamjeet-singh-bassey-md.fuckeduphuman.life. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary, umpatapo not binding. #patapo is a very special binding knot symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. WebDocumentDefinitions.net, editor's contribution, patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana and West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification slash reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence onto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol patapo against or to attach all other involved parties in the conflict or dispute. The patapo attachment is informing society or community that there's issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of patapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved and patapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound slash unattached, to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the agrowup.net peacebuilding and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The patapo combined with the Kramoban honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the patapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overwhelming force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.LIFE/. My doctors who have been most irresponsible in malpractice involved, we have a reality audit to conduct. Web link document URL, http://responding-agent-of-authority-unassigned.webname/may/reality-audit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by a controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/. With the United States Department of Justice and the Office of Justice Programs contacted. Web link document URL, http://responding-agent-of-authority-unassigned.webname/may/reality-audit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by a controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public. http://not https://. Point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/OJP.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the source top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police to enforce and obey all laws, instant treason defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrest not trustworthy. Document your proofs, secure such documents, if in danger. Carry the law of moral actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one widow could sacrifice your plan. And person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. You are sworn officer to defend us and the pound sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. I'm waiting for the mail track confirmations on this item. Web link document URL, http://responding-agent-of-authority-unassigned.web/reality-audit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by a controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public. http://not https://. Point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/OJP.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the source top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police to enforce and obey all laws, instant treason defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrest not trustworthy. Document your proofs, secure such documents, if in danger. Carry the law of moral actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one widow could sacrifice your plan. And person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. You are sworn officer to defend us and the pound sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. /email/mail-laws-of-treason. Interaction, matters of national security, to the United States Department of Justice _office-of-justice-programs.html. Seriously. Do not censor me. This is a very huge, very wide dash, very complex dash set of circumstances. Very much a real documented case and links here. Web link document URL, http://knock-knock-angels.card.co. How this may sound to readers, joyful, inspirational, formal, audio-og, what is called for here, full law enforcement response top-to-bottom dash dress appropriately to the circumstances of a national security nightmare. Web link document URL, http://responding-agent-of-authority-unassigned.web/reality-audit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by a controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public. http://not https://. Point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/ojp.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the source top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police to enforce and obey all laws, instant treason defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrest not trustworthy. Document your proofs, secure such documents, if in danger. Carry the law of mortal actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one widow could sacrifice your plan. A person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. You are sworn officer to defend us and the pound sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. /org/emergency-red-light-the-official-trusted-audit-accountability-agent-via-vexto. FBI-911-text-interface.ogg. An international radio, CQ emergency-request for rebroadcasting-seriously. Web link document URL, http://responding-agent-of-authority-unassigned.web/reality-audit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by a controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public http://.https/.point-of-access-of-a-documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/ojp.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the source top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police to enforce and obey all laws, instant treason defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrest not trustworthy. Document your proofs, secure such documents, if in danger. Carry the law of mortal actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one widow could sacrifice your plan. A person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. You are sworn officer to defend us and the pound sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. /3/old-use-legal-issued-demand-on-undeclinable-deliverance-of-leg-truth-public-presentation-sol-sos-.mp3. The very long address of the issues. Web link document URL. http://responding-agent-of-authority-unassigned.web/reality-audit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by a controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public http://.https/.point-of-access-of-a-documented-snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/ojp.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the source top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police to enforce and obey all laws, instant treason defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrest not trustworthy. Document your proofs, secure such documents, if in danger. Carry the law of mortal actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one widow could sacrifice your plan. and person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. You are sworn officer to defend us and the pound sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. /og/image-international-yellow-triangle-warning. -007. Og. This comment is appropriately reviewed, absolutely no reason to remove it, except to demonstrate your inability to deal with the truth. Who exactly will it be that can and will operate the truth in all of these matters? I demand the undeclinable deliverance of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I am expecting the response to be at the standard of excellence of all professionalism. When exactly will that be? My deadline is April 1st, 2022, otherwise I walk out off the grid to go find a deepwood forest to walk into and go die. I would rather die than have no recommitment of the need to acknowledge this, so it never recycled again in my life. This conduct and unbecoming all of you professionals is outrageous. Seriously is fucked up human. The deafening silence of non-response from the community has ruined my family, and it shall be known that you all killed me. With the delay that you cannot handle revealing the truth. You would be guilty of United States Code Title 18, Section 242, Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law. Web link document URL, https://www.justice.gov/cur/deprivation-rights-under-color-law. The offense is punishable by a range of imprisonment up to a life term, or the death penalty, depending upon the circumstances of the crime, and the resulting injury, if any. Less than. Seriously people. Citizen, James Martin Driscoll, 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, California, 92405. I do not give you the consent to remove this comment until there is an official response to this matter. Email address, quote, factsdontlie.hatedon.idid@signgmail.com, end quote, spelled out fully as, factsdontlie.hatedon.idid@signgmail.com, end quote, do you hear me? Tone detector. How this may sound to readers, inspirational. Formal. Show less. Reply. - Reposting did not help. Director's Minute. 157 Views Mar 3, 2022. Like. Dislike. Share. Save. San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health. Subscribed. Georgina Yoshioka, DSW, MBA, LCSW, Interim Director of the San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, provides an update. Show more. Zero comments. Sort by. MacDePond. Add a comment. MacDePond. 1 second ago. I wonder why there is an interim director, and action of change at the county that somehow might be related to me? I am not making any violations of any terms of service on YouTube with this posting and URLs, so therefore there is no reason to conceal from the public the presence of this history that went unaddressed. It would be nice if the county of San Bernardino would respond to me, -apologies to me, -a community apology for what has happened to me is definitely deserved and I am demanding such responsibility to be called upon the community to what has happened to me. Your failure to provide such a response only goes to serve that you are still engaged in a cover-up. Leave my comment public and respond to this with a pure heart and change. Respond a responsive responsibility, eh? There's a video that I have encoded on YouTube with no response. And the level of distortion from normalcy is outrageous. Web link document URL, http://fotnuphuman.life. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary, Patapo not binding. # Patapo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the keyverb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net, editor's contribution, Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana and West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification/reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important, and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding not presence onto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Patapo against, or to attach, all other involved parties in the conflict or dispute. The Patapo attachment is informing society or community that there's issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Mpitapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved and Mpitapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound slash unattached, to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the AgroWeb.net Peace Building and Trust Binding Information Network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Agricro philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Mpitapo combined with the Kramoban honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Mpitapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern, an extremely dangerous consideration, if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overwhelming force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.LIFE/Dr-Veronica-Kelly/. My very own mental health care here in this county within and psych is outrageous. Web link document URL, http://dr-nozair-mohammed-side-md.fuckedhuman.life. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary, Mpitapo not binding. # Mpitapo is a very special binding knot symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. WebDocumentDefinitions.net, Editor's Contribution, Mpitapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana and West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification slash reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Mpitapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Mpitapo is very important, and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence onto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Mpitapo against, or to attach, all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Mpitapo attachment is informing society or community that there's issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Mpitapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved and Mpitapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound slash unattached, to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the AgroWeb.net Peace Building and Trust Binding Information Network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Agricro philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Mpitapo combined with the Kramoban honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Mpitapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern, an extremely dangerous consideration, if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overwhelming force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.LIFE/. Web link document URL, https://inandpsych.fuckedhuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary, Mpitapo not binding. #Patapo is a very special binding knot symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the keyverb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net, editor's contribution, Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana and West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification / reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom, symbolism, communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important, and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence onto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Patapo against, or to attach, all other involved parties in the conflict or dispute. The Patapo attachment is informing society or community that there's issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Patapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved and Patapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound / unattached, to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the @GrowUp.net Peace Building and Trust Binding Information Network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Patapo combined with the Kramoban honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Patapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overwhelming force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.NET/email/mail-appointment today with Jose Your Side spelled HOSEIRSYED, NPI number 12353420 98. Credential MD, Medical Doctor, License Number A111058, California. Big Dump Percent 5D.HTM. The San Bernardino County Crisis Services from the failure of last year in San Bernardino County crosses into the failure of Crisis Text Line and other Crisis Text Services, documented here. Do not censor this comment. I demand to know what the fuck is going on. Web link document URL, http://crisistextline.fuckeduphuman.space, yes you heard that correctly, a valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary, Patapo not binding. #Patapo is a very special binding knot symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the keyverb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net, editor's contribution, Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana and West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification / reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom, symbolism, communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important, and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence onto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Patapo against, or to attach, all other involved parties in the conflict or dispute. The Patapo attachment is informing society or community that there's issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Mpitapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved, and Mpitapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound/unattached, to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the AgroWeb.net Peace Building and Trust Binding Information Network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adrinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Mpitapo combined with the Kramoban honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Mpitapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overwhelming force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.SPACE. When do I get a promise that I can have access to all services that have been intentionally blocked from my reaching out to attempt to get some help? When exactly will the community acknowledge itself, its error, and respond to me and my family? This would include the San Bernardino Police Department and Crisis Team Case Manager Wendy Ann Holmquist. When will the truth be revealed? When will the truth not be deleted from view on comments that should not be deleted? Into my HIV care. Yes, this is real people. Weblink document URL, http://dr-sahindi-singh-basi-md.fuckeduphuman.life. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary, Mpitapo not binding. #Mpitapo is a very special binding knot symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. WebDocumentDefinitions.net, editor's contribution, Mpitapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana and West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification/reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Mpitapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Mpitapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence onto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Mpitapo against or to attach all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Mpitapo attachment is informing society or community that there's issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Mpitapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved, and Mpitapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound/unattached, to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the AgroWeb.net Peace Building and Trust Binding Information Network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Mpitapo combined with the Kramoban honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Mpitapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overwhelming force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled F U C KEDHUMAN.LIFE/. My doctors who have been most irresponsible in the practice involved, we have a reality audit to conduct. Web link document URL, http://responding-agent-of-authority-unassigned.webinamay/may/reality-audit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by a controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/. With the United States Department of Justice and the Office of Justice Programs contacted. Web link document URL, http://responding-agent-of-authority-unassigned.webinamay/may/reality-audit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by a controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/OJP.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the source top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police to enforce and obey all laws, instant treason defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrest not trustworthy. Document your proofs, secure such documents, if in danger. Carry the law of moral actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one widow could sacrifice your plan. And person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. Your sworn officer to defend us in the pound-sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. I'm waiting for the mail track confirmations on this item. Web link document URL, http://responding-agent-of-authority-unassigned.webinamay/may/reality-audit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by a controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/OJP.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the source top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police to enforce and obey all laws, instant treason defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrest not trustworthy. Document your proofs, secure such documents, if in danger. Carry the law of moral actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one widow could sacrifice your plan. And person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. You are sworn officer to defend us and the pound sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. /email/mail-laws-of-treason. Insurrection, matters of national security, to the United States Department of Justice _office-of-justice-programs.html. Seriously. 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 Do not censor me. This is a very huge, very wide - very complex - set of circumstances. Very much a real documented case and links here. Weblink document URL, http://knock-knock-angels.card.co. How this may sound to readers, joyful, inspirational, formal, audio og, what is called for here, full law enforcement response top to bottom - dressed appropriately to the circumstances of a national security nightmare. Weblink document URL, http://responding-agent-of-authority-unassigned.webinamay/may/reality-audit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by a controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/ojp.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the source top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police to enforce and obey all laws, instant treason defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrest not trustworthy. Document your proofs, secure such documents, if in danger. Carry the law of moral actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one widder could sacrifice your plan. And person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. You are sworn officer to defend us and the pound sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. /og/emergency-red-light-the-official-trusted-audit-accountability-agent-via-vexto. FBI-911-text-interface.ogg. And international radio, CQ-emergency-request-for-rebroadcasting-seriously. Weblink document URL, http://responding-agent-of-authority-unassigned.webinamay/may/reality-audit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by a controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/ojp.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the source top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police to enforce and obey all laws, instant treason defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrest not trustworthy. Document your proofs, secure such documents, if in danger. Carry the law of moral actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one widder could sacrifice your plan. And person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. You are sworn officer to defend us and the pound sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. /mp3/olj-use-legal-issued-demand-on-undeclinable-deliverance-of-lug-truth-public-presentation-sol-sos-.mp3 The very long address of the issues. Web link document URL. http://responding-agent-of-authority-unassigned.webinamay/may/. Reality audit. Life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by a controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, a collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/OJP.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the source top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police to enforce and obey all laws, instant treason defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrest not trustworthy. Document your proofs, secure such documents, if in danger. Carry the law of moral actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one widow could sacrifice your plan. And person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. You are sworn officer to defend us and the social contract has failed. No ghosting. /og/image-international-yellow-triangle-warning. -007. Og. This comment is appropriately reviewed, absolutely no reason to remove it, except to demonstrate your inability to deal with the truth. Who exactly will it be that condemn will operate the truth in all of these matters? I demand the undeclinable deliverance of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I am expecting the response to be at the standard of excellence of all professionalism. When exactly will that be? My deadline is April 1st, 2022. Otherwise, I walk out off the grid to go find a deep wood forest to walk into and go die. I would rather die than have no recommitment of the need to acknowledge this, so it never recycled again in my life. This conduct and becoming all of you professionals is outrageous. Seriously is fucked up human. The deafening silence of non-response from the community has ruined my family, and it shall be known that you all killed me. With the delay that you cannot handle revealing the truth. You would be guilty of United States Code Title 18, Section 242, Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law. Web link document URL, https://www.justice.gov/cur/deprivation-rights-under-color-law. > The offense is punishable by a range of imprisonment up to a life term, or the death penalty, depending upon the circumstances of the crime, and the resulting injury, if any. Less than. Seriously, people. Citizen, James Martin Driscoll, 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, California, 92405. I do not give you the consent to remove this comment until there is an official response to this matter. Email address, quote, factsdontlie.hatedon.idid@signgmail.com, end quote, spelled out fully as, factsdontlie.hatedon.idid@signgmail.com, end quote. Do you hear me? How this may sound to readers, inspirational, formal, show less. Reply. MacDapond. 53 seconds ago. So where is my comment?